20 years ago, the Czech Republic and Germany signed a joint declaration pledging not to burden bilateral relations with controversial issues from the past, so as to enable the neighboring states to look forward and fully develop the existing potential for cooperation. How far have they come along that road? What divides them today? And how do Czechs and Germans view each other? To find out, Daniela Lazarová spoke to Tomáš Kafka from the Department for Central Europe at the Czech Foreign Ministry. She first asked him to assess how successful the Czech-German declaration had been in meeting its goal.
The history was occasionally seen as a kind of a weapon which could have been any time instrumentalized against the other side. The declaration tried to stop this, to bury this, and instead of it, so to create a context of common trust where Czech and Germans could collaborate not just as a necessitated neighbors, but as a willing partners. And from time to time you may see and hear also from Germany a certain evaluation of this process of reconciliation like a kind of miracle. I would say maybe it's a nice label to speak about a miracle, but much more important is to say there is a lot of work put into this process of reconciliation. The declaration that was just the start, but the work was done by the people on both sides, and they should be thanked for their positive understanding of what the declaration was about.
Germany is obviously the Czech Republic's biggest economic partner, but have we made full use of the potential for cooperation at all levels in bilateral relations? Do you feel that we are good neighbors, or do you feel that we're just living side by side still?
I actually also, thanks to the track record of the Czech-German Future Fund and more than 9,000 or if not 10,000 projects which have been already supported with the means of the Czech-German Fund, and it's for me a very satisfying picture of the Czech-German neighborhood that it's actually not only neighborhood but committed partnership.
One thing that Czechs and Germans do not see eye to eye on today is the migration issue. Is this a serious setback in relations?
Migration is nowadays seen as one of the most serious topics and challenges which we do face up to, but I would say it's a general challenge. Whether the European family, where Czechs and Germans are somehow inseparable part of it, whether this European family is somehow tendentially more optimistic, so to come to terms with the upcoming challenges or rather not. And the Germans are much more optimistic than the Czechs at this moment, but I hope at least so that we succeeded in making it clear to our German partners that our doubts are serious, that it's not just made up. It's something so where we are trying to find a positive way how to contribute, how to be good partners also with this regard, even though we are not on the same page.
Finally, on a lighter note, how do Germans and Czechs as people view one another?
It's difficult to say because there are some prejudices and also traditional patterns, so that the Czechs like the champions of improvisation, the Germans as, let's say, the sincere, the most sincere, but also a little bit rigid masters of their work. I'm not so sure whether there is still this classic pattern or classic model of a German and of a Czech, but what is making for me a very positive aspect of our collaboration is that we are finally learning to understand the humor of each other. So then maybe in the 90s we actually didn't even dare to think about it, so that in the Czech-German relationship the humor may have some role attributed. Nowadays, I would say we are able somehow to speak not just metaphorically but very directly about the most serious and demanding issues in light manner, or when it's acceptable is, and then we are actually also able to be serious when it's important to be serious. And that's something, so for me, a breakthrough where we are overcoming the old stereotypes where the Germans were the serious guys and the Czechs rather so the funny guys.